This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a brand new company that we're going to bring to you. Rumor has it on campus that sometime in the near future, this company is going to go public. We're talking about Helomics Corp. And with us today is the CEO and president of that company, Jerry Varzel. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. We're looking forward to being on it.
You know, who are you guys? Give us a little bit about statement.
Helomics is a personalized medicine, precision cancer diagnostic company. It's the core of the company, and the new Helomics is built off of that.
I understand that you guys have brought Helomics through a significant restructuring since January of this year, and you guys are trying to refocus and explain the business, if you could. Give us like a sense of strategy, vision, on your new Helomics and why it's important for your company and also Skyline, who's publicly traded, I believe, under the ticker symbol SKLN.
It is. And the new Helomics, Everett, is still at its core, which is a personalized medicine and precision cancer diagnostic company. But today we think of ourselves in terms of three complementary strategic pillars. One, our precision cancer diagnostics. Two, our boutique, or we like to say specialty CRO services. And then third is our D-Chip, which is our AI-powered bioinformatics platform. But to give you a little better feel of that, I'd like to go back towards our three key areas, and that is the focus on the patient, the clinician, and the researcher. From a patient perspective and the precision diagnostics component, we're tailoring the care to the patient in terms of the clinician. We're understanding the biology of the tumor and providing a wider range of tools to impact patient outcomes. Thirdly, in terms of the researcher, we're looking at those pharma and DX partnerships and looking at our platform technology, that being patient-derived tumor models and services to accelerate discovery. These pillars, the first one, the precision cancer diagnostics, is driven by our proprietary test, which is ChemoFX. This is essentially performs chemotherapy on a patient's own tumor cells in our lab, and then recommends the appropriate treatment for the patient. Today, we specialize in gynecological cancers and look to explore other areas and test the positively impacts on women's lives. This test positively impacts women's lives. This test and others we run in our lab here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to generate both revenues and importantly provide data to power our D-Chip platform. The second pillar, which is the integrated clinical CRO business, leverages this proprietary platform and our state-of-the-art lab to really derive tumor models to provide specialty services to both pharma, biotech, and diagnostic companies. This allows us to move forward on the development of new therapy and diagnostics. The third component, which is very exciting and goes towards our joint venture with Skyline, is to use our D-Chip, this proprietary artificial intelligence-powered bioinformatics engine that provides actionable insights from the rich patient data that we have collected over years here at Helomics. Pharma and other companies we look to partner with to use our D-Chip to aid both in diagnosis and development of new diagnostics and therapies. We're excited about this, and this integrated model that we have takes these three pillars tied to the patient, clinician, and researcher and synergizes us going forward.
You know, I was looking and doing some research on your company and everything, and explain to my listeners, what exactly is CRO services in that sector?
The CRO is basically providing outsourced services to pharma companies, clinical research organizations. We don't get involved with patient recruitment. What we've utilized is not only the commodity-based services that assist pharma and diagnostic companies going forward, but to use this live cell platform that has been driven, our proprietary platform, as a differentiator to provide value added to those pharma and diagnostic companies going forward.
Tell me, if you could, a little bit more why you think Helomics is uniquely kind of different and the impact precision medicine today can make for the future of tumors?
Yeah, and that's a great question, and one that we're very proud of. This company over years has had significant capital put into the LiveCell platform, the proprietary platform. And during that time and expertise, we look at our chemo effects test, which is really truly a personalized approach, since we test the patient's own tumor cells. And then you recommend treatment for that individual. This ability to grow patient-derived tumors in the lab is the unique differentiator. And this has been done over, you know, as I said, since the formation of the company. And today, as we all know, everyone's cancer is different. So having the ability to understand the response of many tumors, and the key here is we've tested over 149,000 plus tumors. This is very valuable information for pharma companies, future diagnostic development, and looking at new drugs and new tests. That technology and expertise is what we look to leverage and utilize in our partnerships with both pharma and other diagnostic companies as part of the CRO services that we just discussed. This will provide a more relevant, clinically acceptable approach to discovering new precision medicines. One thing is, regardless, this is a key point here, regardless of what has changed in the marketplace, you know, we're all dealing with reimbursement and other issues. This company has stayed the course, which is to continue to provide this standardized test to meet the demand of the clinicians. But more importantly, what is precision medicine? It's impacting patients' therapy, and that's what this test does, and this platform has done over the years. Each patient that we test provides a personalized roadmap. It's relative to other patient tests. So if you look at actionable data from this that impacts not only the patient, but future patients down the road, that's what we're all trying to achieve and go after.
You know, recently there was a press release about your company doing a joint venture with Skyline Medical and maybe Cyto Biences. Can you bring us up to speed about the precision medicine? It certainly is a hot topic, and maybe elaborate a little bit on that press release.
Yeah, and this is an exciting time for Helomics and working with Skyline. As you attested to, it's a very hot area, and we have lots of companies getting involved in the informatics. And if you look at data, I mean, data is what we all are looking for, but we need actionable data to have a meaningful impact. So many companies are coming to the market doing genomics or some type of AI, and of course there's a lot of excitement and promise in these AI-powered machines that will lead to the cure of cancer. So AI machine learning, whatever you want to call it, is data-driven. And we like to look at our informatics platform as actionable data. And we're well-positioned because we've already have the data in our AI engine. So we're starting ahead of the game. As I alluded to earlier, we have over 149,000 tumors this company has had over the years. So we've built an encyclopedia of data, useful data going forward. So this 10 years of running our chemo effects test and other molecular tests has created this database for us. And this data uniquely brings together both molecular data with the drug response of the patient's own tumor. The joint venture with Skyline provides a unique opportunity for us and Skyline to synergize resources, expertise, and other efficiencies to significantly impact precision medicine through this informatics initiative. What this will allow us to do collectively is expand the data set of our D-Chip platform by accelerating the commercialization efforts to not only impact our database, but to educate pharmaceutical companies on our D-Chip platform, and I should also say diagnostic companies, to help with both disease diagnosis and the development of new therapies and diagnostics. The ability to work with Skyline allows us additional bandwidth and an opportunity to continue to ramp up. And the interesting part about all this is we're going in with a strong foundation, Everett, and it's critical to be able to take that and continue to build that out. So every day a tumor comes in, we're building out additional data as we're going forward. And that's the exciting part about this company and ultimately partnering with Skyline.
If my listeners wanted to learn more about your bioinformatics, where could they go to learn more about your company?
I would say, one, always feel free to reach out to us here in Pittsburgh, PA, but our website, which is www.holomics.com, that is, we keep that up to speed. We're constantly advertising in terms of educating the market in terms of what we're doing. And as we all know, this is an extremely hot area, and we're excited about this.
In closing, would you like to get anything out there that maybe we didn't get a chance to touch upon?
Well, I think at the end of the day, in terms of closing, what's is unique is when I go back to say that we're this integrated company looking at these three pillars, and every day a new tumor comes into our lab, and that tumor is impacting one patient today, correct? But what we're really doing is building a knowledge base for tomorrow's future therapies.
Absolutely.
And I, you know, when you peel the onion all the way back, Everett, the exciting thing about Helomics is we've had multiple years of a platform that has just been building data, impacting a patient every single day with that tumor, but building data for tomorrow's therapies. And that's where we are with this actionable data. We're excited about it.
Well, Jerry, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Even though you guys are private right now, I'm sure in the future you probably will go public. I want to thank you for coming on the show. And my platform's always open to you and your team. Anytime you want to, please don't hesitate. Give me a call and come back on the show.
Everett, thank you so much for giving us the time. And we greatly appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.